maybe the warm weather is going to be here to stay. We certainly hope so. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. Today we're going to have a call-in guest, Howard Spiva, and he's a lawyer, and he's been really pushing the fact that our kids, our little kids, little bitty kids that, you know, we put in the back seat in their car seats and try to put them in the right way, but they also need a helmet. It's true. And he said that this would keep down more than 50% of the head injuries if they wear helmets when riding in cars. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And he is, for 33 years, he's been known as the kids' lawyer with a mission to prevent traumatic brain injuries in children. And Mr. Spiva is author of Winning Your Case, which helps people select a competent, honest attorney. And I think he's on the phone right now, so let's go and see which line we've got here, and we'll say a good afternoon. Mr. Spiva, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I am doing great. This is Friday.
Yeah, wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we've got some good weather down here in Georgia. Well, really kind of warmer than it was last week. But I've been telling the folks about you, and, you know, you've been interviewed by everybody, TV, radio shows. You served as past president of the Southern Trial Lawyer Association, and his firm, Spiva Law Group, has a long track record of winning big personal injury cases and claims involving children's brain injuries and premises liability, truck wrecks, and wrongful deaths. And Howard's been interviewed on countless TV and radio shows, and now you are on Talk of the Town, and we're just happy to have you. Are you still there, Mr. Spiva? Oh, I think that we have lost him. Hello? Well, we'll let him call back. We'll see if he will call back. Yeah, there we go. Don't know what happened to the phone, but it went dead there for a minute.
Yeah, I've been calling on a cell phone and a landline for about 20 minutes, and it keeps saying that the calls won't go through and the circuits are busy.
Like, really?
Wow. Yeah, maybe they're trying to separate Savannah from Rome.
Maybe they are. Are you in Savannah today?
Yes, I am. It's a beautiful day.
Now, is this where you're located? I thought it was in New York.
No, I'm located in Savannah. I am on radio shows all over the country, and I also handle cases all over the place. But I'm here in Savannah, Georgia.
Well, you've seen hundreds of traumatic brain injuries, and you say most could have been prevented with wearing the helmets. And I agree with you. I've thought that a long, long time, that if you're going to put a kid in a car seat, and some people don't even know how to put a car seat in properly.
Yep.
To add an extra precaution, I don't see why a helmet wouldn't be just perfect. It would help the child, I mean, in case it did get thrown from the car.
Well, you know, it doesn't even require something of that level. The common injury, sadly, is if a car's rear-ended and the parent's seat breaks and the back of the parent's head or the headrest smashes in the child's forehead, which is overwhelmingly guilty feeling for the parents. It can devastate their life. I've seen hundreds, maybe thousands over the last 30 years. And, you know, a side impact, they hit their head on the window or they hit their head on the car frame. And in reality, you know, the car seat usually prevents an ejection, but you can get enough slinging around of their head that just the brain slamming against the skull as the head goes forward and backwards can end up with a brain injury. And, you know, think about this. Skateboard, bicycles, baseball, football, karate sparring, motorcycles. I mean, today even bull riders wear helmets.
Yeah.
It only makes sense for them to wear it in a car. And you know, there's two things to highlight this. The Center for Disease Control says the number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under five is in a car wreck. And the second thing is the Pediatric Association studies have shown that when helmets were mandated for bicycles, traumatic brain injuries went down 75% and fatalities went down 85%. Now, how powerful is that? 85% of deaths can be prevented.
Well, that ought to tell you something. I mean, if I had a little child, then I would definitely have a helmet on that child. All right, but, you know, not knowing all this, could the parents get sued for negligence if the child gets hurt?
You know, I think that, well, definitely with helmets not being mandated, I don't think that it would rise to that level. If they started requiring helmets and safety seats like they do on bicycles, you know, a parent could face a ticket, or they could face even, you know, traffic or criminal charges if it was a requirement, just as if that they, you know, if the parent was texting, or if the parent, you know, didn't have the child in the child safety seat. But I'm not really about mandating it. I mean, I think we got enough government regulations in our life. What we do is we have festivals, and we go to events and schools and churches and health fairs, and we show kids through police officers on motorcycles, police officers on horses, firemen, you know, military guys in helicopters and in tanks and different sports figures. We show kids that helmets are cool, and we put stickers on them and paint them, and we've been doing this since 1999, and we give helmets away to kids for free, and the kids love them. I mean, some of the parents tell me the kids don't want to take their helmet off in the shower.
That sounds normal. We know that the car crashes are the leading cause of traumatic brain injuries in toddlers. And like you say, I don't think it should be a law. We got too many laws that are disobeyed anyway. And just to let the kid know that it wants the helmet, I think that would be the best thing to do.
You know, you're putting your kid in the child safety seat, and you go, hey, you want to be a karate girl today or a race car driver? You know, and as they change, you know, Power Rangers or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I guess I'm dating myself here, whatever the latest trend is, you know, You put those stickers, or you paint the helmet with that, and they want to wear it, you know?
Yeah.
A kid getting on the bicycle doesn't think twice about putting on a helmet.
Well, this is fun to them because it's part of their lifestyle anymore. Okay, now, normally, most accident lawyers are not trying to prevent accidents, so why are you so passionate about this? I mean, why did you get started? Did you have some sort of traumatic thing in your life?
You know, the reason I'm involved, I guess every lawyer, every person has to look in their heart and see what's right for them. I've been blessed in representing a lot of families. I've been doing catastrophic injuries for over 30 years, and you know, as you said, I've seen hundreds, maybe thousands of brain injuries. And one day in 1999, I've been practicing since 1984. And at that time, my wife and my sister were walking through the office, and we're looking at pictures of clients on the wall, different trials we've done. And my sister said, hey, let's put all the kids' pictures together. And even back then, that many years ago, I had 30 or 40 brain injury cases of children. And we're looking at the pictures, and we go, you know what? Every single one of these were avoidable. Every single one of them was preventable. So we went out and studied it, found the information from the CDC, and we just went out and bought a bunch of helmets and started giving them away, and it's grown into the Justice for Children Foundation. We have a Heads and Helmet program, and we have now Helmets for Life, which means if we give a child a helmet, we then send them a follow-up birthday card reminding them, and we replace that helmet if it's damaged, if they outgrow it. And it's just our way of giving back, because if I can prevent one traumatic brain injury, you know, I feel like I've achieved something. And my goal is, I've seen the worst of the worst. I've seen the devastation to the family. I've seen the guilt of the parents. My goal is to never handle another traumatic brain injury case for a child for the rest of my career.
Wouldn't that be good? And, you know, speaking of that, though, you know, there are some lawyers out there that's just chasing accidents. I mean, have you ever exposed some of the dirty tricks they do? Give us some examples.
Absolutely. I mean, over the years, what I've seen is somebody sees an actor, they see some TV lawyer who's, you know, doing a rap song or got a big hammer or standing on a truck, tells them to come get a big check, and they hire this person, and they have no experience. They have no resources. The insurance companies aren't afraid of them. You know, they don't go into the courtroom. And so the people end up not getting full justice. And whether I'm successful in a traumatic brain injury case or not determines whether or not that child ends up getting proper training, maybe getting a college education, or if they end up living under a bridge and pushing a shopping cart. And I get so sick of people coming to me after some lawyer has messed up their case. I decided to publish a book. I published it last year. It's called Winning Your Case, 21 Must-Ask Questions Before You Hire Any Lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a self-promoting thing. It's, you know, it's not just to come hire me for traumatic brain injuries. It's to tell you if you get a traffic ticket or a speeding ticket or a dispute with your neighbor or a partnership or a divorce or a bankruptcy, if you need a lawyer, these questions will cut right to the quick and let you know if this is the right lawyer for you. And it's just to help people because I'm just tired of the injustices. And then we dedicate part of the book to tell about the charity and so forth. The book, you can go to my website, spivalaw.com, which will link not only to the charity page but to the book. If someone wants the book, it's on 4 bestseller lists on Amazon. It's like $19, and all the money goes to buy helmets, or they can get it for like $2 if they want an e-book, or they can just call my office, and we'll mail them a free copy if they just tell me that they were listening to your station and that they heard you and I talking.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be glad to send them a free autographed book if they want it.
All right. Can you hold on? Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with you because we got some more questions, and we'll give them that website again and the telephone number. But right now we're speaking with attorney Howard E. Spiva, and he's known as the kid's lawyer, a mission to prevent traumatic brain injuries in children. And I bet the helmets would be fun to wear. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.